Welcome again to April 23rd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1791. Happy birthday, old Buck! The only U.S. president from Pennsylvania to this date, James Buchanan, was elected number 15 in the year 1857. He is also to this date the only president who's never been married, although supposedly he did hook up with Dolly Madison's niece. As a president, he was an overall failure. Doughface Buchanan didn't understand the allegiance that the North would have towards its anti-slavery position and the South's pro-slavery position. He tried to use the Constitution to settle all matters and then discovered the North and South schism was way beyond the Constitution. He tried to make amends between Democrats and the Whigs, but the Democratic Party split and the Whigs dissolved, giving rise to the new Republican Party. He was born to a wealthy family in Franklin County, PA, was elected 5 times to the House of Representatives, served as a minister to Russia, and then for the Senate. He became President James Polk's Secretary of State and Franklin Pierce's minister to Great Britain, where he drafted the Ostend Manifesto. That was an attempt to get Cuba from Spain. He was engaged to Caroline Coleman, whose family was even wealthier than his, and he was accused in the public eye for marrying her for her money. He had an affair with one of her friends, and then Caroline shortly thereafter either committed suicide or died of an overdose from all the opium she took. Anyway, when he was elected president, his top priority was to persuade the people to accept constitutional law as the Supreme Court interpreted it and deal with territorial slavery disputes. The Dred Scott decision was made, and the South celebrated, and the North was pissed. Old Buck tried to get Kansas to be admitted to the Union as a slave state, which angered the Republicans, and Kansas was not admitted. In 1858, the Republicans won the House, and every important bill that they tried to pass was vetoed by the Southern Senate. Buchanan was nicknamed the Do-Nothing President. The Democratic Party split between the North and the South, and the Republicans had nominated Abe Lincoln. The country is splitting in two. Buchanan tried to keep it together legally, but just couldn't. Nobody could. At any rate, he retired to his Pennsylvania home after politics and died 7 years later. It's worth noting that he shared the same room for 10 years with North Carolina Senator William Rufus King. Andrew Jackson called him Miss Fancy and Aunt Fancy. Isn't that cute? Look, Andy. If Buchanan wants to hook it up with another man, he's an adult. Moving on to 1945. Give him hell, Harry delivers the 1-2 punch to Molotov's jaw. Figuratively speaking, of course, this is considered to be the beginning of the Cold War. On April 23rd, Soviet Foreign Minister Molotov met at the White House with new President Truman, and Harry gave him hell, charging Molotov that the Soviets were breaking their post-World War II agreements and that Russian leader Joseph Stalin needed to keep his word. Molotov couldn't believe it. When Truman was done, Molotov indignantly said he'd never been talked to like that before, and Truman told him if he had just kept his promises, he wouldn't need to be talked like that. Molotov stormed out of the meeting, and that was it. The straight 1-2 punch, as Harry called it, thus sparking the Cold War.
Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.